Have you ever felt vulnerable in your bed at night? What ancient spell is keeping you awake? Could something take your energy through physical touch? Today we test the believability of incubus and succubus.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
This late night episode brought to you by the incubus and the succubus.
Brought to you by recording an episode earlier, watching a movie with patrons on Netflix, and doing a quiz.
Thank God.
After a work day.
TGIF.
It is Friday.
Thank you. But I wish I had like a little kind of like a radio seductive voice.
You're now listening to Believing the Bizarre.
Oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good, man.
Thank you. Please make sure you have your cozy cup of tea next to you and sit
cup of tea
on your couch.
I wish I had a cozy
relax,
cup of tea.
Lay back and let us take you to a place that is unknown.
Yeah, this is an episode for me is going to be super uncomfortable.
Yeah, can we please get that warning like ASAP right now?
Yeah. This might get a little terrifying. I don't know. This might get really bad. So this is like a trigger warning right here.
Trigger warning for what? Just so people know.
Get in there.
Yeah. I just want up front. So
for rape and or sexual content, sexual assault.
Yeah.
So that's a trigger warning right now. I'll do another one when we get to the encounters.
And that's based on the content. It's not like we some podcasts actually do their intros after they record.
Yes.
So that they can. We're not.
No.
So it's not like we have a really, really bad joke in here that we think might ruffle some feathers. It's based on the topic at hand's content.
Yeah, we record everything in order.
We do. Yeah. But some people don't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a podcast where, you know, at the beginning they recap what you're about to hear?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but I know some do. It's a popular tactic. It's a good idea.
Tactic. It's like it's war, baby.
But this is not something I particularly like to discuss.
You did choose it.
I did, but I'm almost stepping out of my comfort zone. Like, I get, like, squeamish talking about sexual kind of stuff. Until I finish your drink.
I gotta make this last, like, 40 minutes, and there's, like, two sips left.
No, your alcoholic drink.
Wow, this is old. Thanks, Bethany.
I finished mine during the movie. There's probably still one sitting downstairs on your counter.
It's just, like, pure alcohol.
I did make them a little strong. But, yeah, so this is a... This is about the incubus and succubus.
I would say I don't know much about them, but our patrons think differently.
You did? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You knew that fun fact about Merlin.
Yes.
Who was fathered by an incubus.
Spoilers. Apparently. So says the net.
So says mythology.com.
That feels like it's one rung above Wikipedia.
Yes.
Wait, did you say mythology.com?
Yeah.
Okay, for some reason I thought you said...
Oh, it's not net.
Oh, that's what I thought you might say. Oh my gosh.
Mythology.net. I did use them for a lot of my sourcing.
So. Although I will say, there's commitment there. I bet that domain name probably costs, it's a net, not a com, so it's cheaper. Still probably five figures.
Really?
One word, domain name? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Easily five figures.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's commitment. They're like, somebody's going to find this, right?
It's me. It was me.
Yeah.
So what are the incubus and succubuses of the world? What are they? Essentially, they are two halves of the same coin. The succubus is more popular in today's society, and that's the female version. Both of these are sex demons that come to people while they sleep and take their energies. They strip them of their oaths, and they violate people and seek to ruin lives through the sin of sex and shame. So, you know.
Chill. I don't go to sleep, so they have no power over me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd imagine they would, but I'm not gonna like look for it, you know?
You're a heavy sleeper, I feel like.
I am a heavy. Oh no, I'm not. I'm a light sleeper.
You're a light sleeper?
Yeah, I wake up with a drop of a hat. So when you think of a modern succubi, you think of a beautiful woman, usually exemplifying female traits, usually wearing not too much to leave the imagination and emphasizing their demonic traits such as horns or wings.
You did that very tastefully.
Thank you.
Well, it was like You circled the bush with as many different polite ways. And I appreciate because that is exactly what I would do as well.
I use my thesaurus abilities.
Yes.
And succubi in popular culture are kind of known to manipulate men and try to please them to get what they want. And that's not what back in the day succubus were like. Like in medieval times, they were these gaunt, emaciated, short creatures that crawled with hooked feet and gargoyle-like faces.
Oh.
Yeah.
So evolution did them well.
They're not these, in mythology, they're more like these like creature demons.
Oh. Then they found Maybelline.
then they're like, oh, makeup. Got it. Is that sexist? No. Everyone can use makeup. So like succubi of the past were less interested in manipulating men to get what they wanted, but they were more savage and controlling and malicious in how they like did the act with men. So like in modern pop culture, succubi is like seducing men. Ooh, you're so cute.
And so you're not saying they're a gold digger.
Yeah.
They're a succubi.
Mm-hmm. But in the past, they would just like climb on top and just.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Guys back there were like, no, don't.
They would strive to, well, they still do, they would strive to drain men of their energy and corrupt religious men. And the incubus is the male counterpart to the succubus, like I said up top, other side of the coin. They are demons that would come into innocent women's bedrooms at night and do bad things. It's said that incubus and the succubus even work together. The succubi stealing the man's fluid and giving it to the incubus to impregnate the women they assault to create a child called a cambion. And that's essentially what a succubus and an incubi are. They're just these sex demons.
So they are demons. They are demonic.
They're demonic, yeah.
Okay. It's not like a creature like, I'm trying to think of an example, like an alligator could cause great harm, but really it's just doing what it naturally does. Or like a shark, right? Like
yeah.
A shark might kill someone because they think it's food. But it's like, even though in perspectives that could be viewed as bad, mm-hmm. it's not like they're inherently evil. Where it's like, these guys aren't just behaving according to their nature. Like, they're actually demonic. Like, they're intending to do harm.
Their nature is evil.
Yeah. Well, say. I mean, so they are behaving according to their nature, but it is evil in nature.
Yeah, it is. It is to hurt people, yeah. to ruin relationships, to drain energies.
Is there a benefit for them? Like yeah, when you're saying they're trying to get what they want out of people, out of men, out of women, what is it that they want?
Yeah, they're wreaking that havoc, and they're also, like I said, taking energy. They're feeding off of this sexual energy, and they're also feeding off the misfortune created by it. So it's kind of like a way
5-hour energy, bro.
Like a way of eating, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they're getting.
Okay.
From that description, we're going to move on to historical encounters. This first encounter is from Occult World. It's short. So Nicolas Remy, he's an author from France, and he wrote about a demonolatry of a succubi case that happened in 1581. A man named Petron, I can't even pronounce his last name, Armenteros.
That was a good shot.
Yeah, that was a good try. Of Dalham was persuaded by a succubus to murder his son. He was so overcome with grief and guilt that he committed suicide. The succubus told him that if he worshipped her, he would restore the life to his boy. He complied, and his son returned to the living, but was an illusion, for the boy suddenly died again. End quote. So, it's old school. It's very old school.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me a little bit of that old Bible story, like, kill your brother.
Is it Cain and Abel?
I think so, yeah. Except she didn't stop him.
She's like, nah, go ahead.
Yeah, which is, it comes back to the question, what was her goal of this?
Yeah.
But she ended up getting this man's whole life, right?
Yeah, I guess when you step back and just accept that they're demons, then as long as they're causing harm, pain, misfortune, then that's probably good enough for them.
Yeah. Another one from Occult World, quote, at the end of the 17th century in... odd lawsuit was tried in Germany. A young man forced his way into the cellar of a locked home and was later found dead on the threshold. Demons then set up inside the house and created disturbances. The owner of the house was frightened into leaving. Local exorcists failed to exile the demons, and so an expert was summoned. He was able to trick the demons into giving their identities. They claimed the house belonged to them, and they demanded the opportunity to prove it in the court of law.
No, they're on some the devil's advocate shit.
Yeah, they were.
Get me a Keanu Reeves.
The case was tried by an invisible demon's advocate who could be heard. According to the demons, the previous owner of the home had engaged in intercourse with the succubus, who had borne a hybrid child. The man was persuaded by a rabbi to break off his affair, but the demon demanded that the seller be given to it as an offering of inheritance. The man and all his heirs were now dead, and the demon children demanded possession of the house. The new homeowners said they had lawfully purchased the home. The demon children were not legitimate seeds of men and had no legal rights. In addition, the demon had forced the previous owner into sexual relations. The court ultimately decided against the demons. And that's what drove away the demons, was because the court said the no. Yeah.
Wow.
End quote.
That might be one of the top five most ridiculous stories that we've told on the podcast.
I like that one. It's fun. Those are the two historical encounters. What's next is actual encounters from people, like modern day encounters.
I mean, real ones. Maybe, like, come on. That was Reddit-esque.
They were. I'm surprised. I've watched ye old Reddit.
I've watched a lot of Law & Order.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
That'd be a Halloween special for sure. Okay, so let's get into some encounters. We're going to touch a little bit on the sleep paralysis and why people associate with the succubi. Again, trigger warning for rape and sexual assault, because these can get a little graphic. I edited them a little bit,
yeah,
so they weren't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I'm a female. I'm not going to give my name or age for safety reasons. I had a dream to start off with me and my friend that is a female talking, and I don't really remember what we were talking about, but I was laying on my stomach. I started feeling hot all over and feeling someone touching me, and I felt aroused, and that person who was trying to look like my friend was different. I could tell it wasn't her, but she shoved me onto the bed and started having sex with me, like rubbing and touching her privates against mine. It was crazy. I was trying to leave. She started to get mad, but I was able to wake up, and then I fell asleep again, and I think I got sleep paralysis after that. I was able to get out of it quickly, and I haven't had a dream like that again, but I'm scared it will happen again. This demon took the form of my friend. I know it. It wasn't her. And the end quote. So she said that she felt this sensation all over her body, and she was warm, and she kind of felt like she was being assaulted by something that looked like her friend. That happens a lot, is this warm feeling that kind of like goes over the whole body, and then you don't want it, and then stuff happens.
Yeah. That is disturbing.
And it tends to trigger some kind of sleep paralysis. I was reading an article. It said that the succubus and incubus were thought to be the reason for sleep paralysis in medieval times. Like, the only reason to get sleep paralysis was because this was happening to your body.
I wonder if it has something to do with how it would activate the brain. Certain parts of the brain, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, not the part of the brain that would wake up the body, but like... a more innate, I'm not a brain expert, but maybe like the part of the, like the arousal part or something like that.
Where the more like lizard brain kind of.
Yeah. Where it's like you have those feelings and you're like, you start regaining consciousness and awareness, but you're in that in between stage where you're not like actually awake, or because maybe it's happening in like a different plane, you know, it's like not, I don't know. I can kind of see how that would make sense. I don't think that's the cause of sleep paralysis, but it could be a cause of sleep paralysis. If you buy into it, I could see how that could potentially be the case.
Maybe it's like, you know, in your brainstem, it's like eat, sleep, sex, the, you know, basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea about why I would play into that.
Right.
So the next encounter. All right, so this is a response to a post, like the, I didn't actually take the post.
Okay, so this is
just a response, because it's got personal experiences in here, and it's also got maybe some ideas.
Okay, so how to catch a succubus?
Quote: To be honest, I have had personal experiences with an incubus in the past, and after I thought about it, I finally got rid of him back in 2008. Came after me again just this past year. It wasn't quite as invasive as in 2008. But was definitely invasive and very concerning, as I am now a mother of two young children. I'd be happy to share any of this via private conversation if you'd like, but I would like to tell you this based on what I've experienced and learned over the years. 1. Though I do believe you are indeed dealing with a demon, I'm not quite sure what kind. Keep in mind, all demons can use sexual pleasing, because it gets the attention of their victims and seems less frightening, thus drawing the victim in and sometimes the victim's consent. This not only feeds the demon, the victim's sexual energy, which to them probably is just as appealing as feeding them with fear, but just because the consent given by the victim's own free will, the demon will immediately gain more power to further penetrate the victim's life and oppress them into submission. 2. An incubus primarily feeds off sexual energy, usually by intercourse. They are skilled at charming their victims. They are usually non-threatening and seem to be caring, even loving, but they are after sexual energy produced by sex. But they can and will literally suck the life energy out of their victim. Sometimes, the victims don't realize it. They just think something else is wrong, causing them to feel so drained all the time. There have been cases where people have died from prolonged interactions with the incubus or succubus. But I believe most of the time, it doesn't lead to that. They're skilled and smart enough to know just how much energy they can drain from their victims. The other problem with them is that they are very possessive of their victims. They can and will destroy any relationship the victim tries to have. It's frustrating and can be heartbreaking at times. I'm speaking from my own situation. 3. The cuts and scratches you are getting are concerning as well, but more typically behavior of a general lower level demon, not usually an incubus or a succubus. I believe the scratching is just another way they're trying to get your attention and leak your interest in them. They're enticing you and trying to get you to communicate with them. But please do not communicate with this entity or demon you are dealing with. That will not help your situation. Only make it worse. I honestly think you need to contact a professional in the field. Someone who has dealt with the spiritual welfare. End quote. Yeah. So I like what she said, that person said.
It's like the part of the movie where there was like a previous victim. I'm not saying that, well, they are. They claim to be a victim. But it's like that part where it's like, there's somebody in the movie that's been referenced and they had an experience with it. And like before they're gone, or you find their journal or something, and it just gives the that insight that's necessary to the protagonist of the film that they otherwise would have never known.
For sure. Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah. It's I think it's good advice. If you are convinced you're dealing with that situation, probably good ways to go. I would say don't communicate with it.
Most aspects of like that type of a spiritual demonic entity, you probably don't want to open up that chat box.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. Cause like it can make it worse. Absolutely can make it worse. Right. Cause it's one of the stages of possession. There's
infestation, oppression, and possession.
You knew it.
Yeah.
You knew it. I think that could lead from infestation to oppression, and possibly even the last step, possession.
Is there discussion about possession with the succubus?
Incubus? No, incubus or succubus. Not that I've seen. It's more about just like taking the energy from you.
She said, or they said, that they know their limit. Like they know the right amount of energy where they're getting their fill without completely ruining you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like,
that's a little scary, right?
Yeah, it's just like the manipulation is down to a T.
Yeah.
It's like when you're driving your car and you know that like when it says you have 2 miles left, you're still good for maybe 3. But, you know, you probably should start looking for a gas station.
Yeah.
Have you ever ran out of gas?
One time in high school, I was driving with this girl who I wasn't particularly fond of, but I was taking her home from like a band thing.
Yeah.
We ran out of gas like a street away from our house.
You're like, all right, well, see ya.
I was like, hold on, let me try to turn over again. And it turned over and it got me to a gas station. Nice. Actually. It was really close. But I was like, you can walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, I've ran out of gas more times than I'd like to say.
Have you?
Not in the last 8 years, but yes. That Jeep Wrangler got pushed.
Oh. I was thinking about the time where my car broke down.
Is it still there?
No. Like 3 a.m, right?
Oh, are you talking about in the parking lot?
Yeah.
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 Some say it's still there.
We broke down. It was pretty far from our apartment. I called you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ended up pushing my car It was like two blocks to the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like late. It was scary. It was in the hood.
One time by my dad's shop, my car's alternator went. So it was actually me and Ethan, and we were going up the hill, and all of a sudden we just started rolling backwards.
No.
That was scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to...
Back to the stories, not God, yeah. Tangents. Okay. So this one's called, I call it a cry for help. Quote, so I'm kind of embarrassed to post this because I think it's silly and I'm afraid to get made fun of. Also, I've had somewhat of a sleep paralysis. It's usually knowing I'm asleep, but I can't move and my eyes won't open. I don't feel scared. I do feel panicked though. And I do feel like I'm not totally alone, but not horrified. Anyways, so I'm sleeping. I start to dream of this actress. Then I felt something on my crotch. I remember feeling her up and starting to go for it. I felt kisses on my lips. And after that, my body was pushed on its side, like whatever just did this to me was done with me. And I really felt like someone pushed me over. And then I got scared, like really scared. In my sleep paralysis, I started to scream for my mom, who was in her room. Then I woke up and I was completely just mind blown because I couldn't comprehend what just happened. It was like 5 in the morning, and I didn't really go to sleep after that. I actually stayed at my ex's for a week after this experience. Now, I'm a 20-year-old, so obviously it's not out of the normal to have a sexy dream, but this was honestly another experience. I haven't had an experience like this again. I know some people summon succubuses, and I'm not one of them. If someone could help me explain what happened, what this could be, this was really a freaky experience. As someone who loves the paranormal, I don't really get scared easily. End quote.
I wonder if there's any chance that could have been, you know, like that when you're dreaming and you're out of it and you fall, but then your like body mm-hmm. shakes.
To me, I understand what you're saying, but also it's the order of events. That's what makes it. I think it leans toward this might have been an actual succubus experience because he starts to dream about something. Someone beautiful he finds attractive
mm-hmm.
starts to, you know, fool around, I guess, with this thing.
Ding, ding.
And then when it's over, he's pushed on its side, used, discarded.
Yeah. I mean, based on his dream, it would make sense to fall in that category. I'm just wondering if there's any chance it could be explained that it's like one of those muscle jerks, like when someone dreams that they're falling or gets killed or something.
Just
like
over
that.
And over again? Because, get it.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. No, just the one time when he's thrown to the side.
Do you actually move when that happens?
I've had dreams where like I like my whole upper body will jerk, but I not like my body's getting thrown to the side. But like if I can picture where I'm like leaning over and I'll feel like something's going to happen in my dream and I'll do like something like that or like, oh, do something like that. Like it's more like a quick jerk. It's not like, not quite like he described. I'm not saying that perfectly describes it. That's just where my mind is going to see if there's another explanation.
I could see that explanation. It makes sense.
I wonder, I would be interested in the context. Like, did he have that experience? He said he was into the paranormal. Did he have that experience and then he looked it up and then found out about the incubus and succubus? Or did maybe he learned about them a day or two before? You know, like, we don't know how much it was in his subconscious.
If it was influenced at all.
Yeah, which I'm not trying to make it out like this person's wrong or lying. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to see, you know. In an alternate perspective.
No, like devil's advocate, yeah. Right? Makes sense.
Which apparently happened in the 1700s.
Okay, Tyler, we've got one more encounter before we get into the discussion. Quote, I'm not sure if it was an incubus or what, but I did have an encounter with someone very malevolent just a year before last. I've always been sensitive to the paranormal. And my parents have told me that before. I've been able to see things since I was an infant. Anyways, this was the second year I had been living on the 8th floor of my dorm. In the bathrooms I lived, there was a strange sound from the ceiling, directly above my head, like marbles falling and bouncing to a stop. I spoke to the people who lived above me, and they said they weren't making the noise. I spoke to the previous people who had lived in those rooms, and they said they never heard such a thing. Things would move around my room sometimes, and lights would flicker and go out, and sometimes orbs of light would move around the room, but my room seemed to be the only one on the floor with those issues. I was used to these sorts of things happening around me, though I figured I had a new friend and let it be. But the thing started to get scary. It would open my closet and lock my doors, and it began to put its hands on my shoulders and neck when I was at my desk. And its presence was heavy, and it filled the room constantly. I was frightened, and my roommate was never there, so I couldn't ask her about it because she was never around. It started coming to me in dreams, threatening to kill and torture my family if I ever tried to get rid of it. The third night, I fell asleep. I dreamt that I was in my ex-boyfriend's bedroom, lying on his bed. My ex walked in, and it looked almost exactly like him. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was off with him, and it was just something pretending to be him. He got on top of me, and I tried to push him off or stop him or scream, but nothing happened. It felt like it was so heavy, I couldn't move or speak. He raped me, and I woke up right as he finished. It's easy to chalk this up to a simple nightmare or wet dream or anxiety, but when I woke up, I felt sore. I mean, like I just had sex, and I ached inside like someone had been really rough with me when he did. There's nothing else like in the world. I felt dirty, discarded, used. I sat there and just bawled. I'd never been so scared. It stayed around for a couple more weeks before it just vanished. I haven't seen it since. Maybe it was an incubus. Maybe it was a malevolent spirit or a demon. I'm not really sure, but it was definitely one of the scariest things I've ever come across. End quote.
That is intense.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. Ugh.
Yeah, that is my last encounter, but it's definitely one of the scariest ones.
Yeah, I'll say. Jeez. That's got to be just like waking up from that, trying to mentally decide whether or not you think it was a dream or not, but then having like the physical symptoms afterwards, like, because I guarantee she wants to believe it was a dream, but when you're feeling like the mind is powerful, but I don't think it could make her feel that way unless I don't know for a fact, but that had to be just so traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in a place where you're supposed to feel safe, right? Your dorm room.
Yeah. The safest place in the world. A dorm room.
So Tyler, let's get to the discussion. So this is the part of the episode where we like to stop and thank our new patrons. And they are Diana, Lachey, Ashley, Isabel, Haley, Void, and Connor. They are our new patrons as of the recording of this episode. Just want to say thank you. And Tyler, why don't you tell Connor what they have in store for us?
What's up, Connor? Listen, we put out so much extra bonus content beyond our normal Tuesday episodes. Super excited to do it. So when you join our Patreon, here is some of the bonus content you can look forward to. We watch Netflix movies together. We do Google Hangouts where we just get together, chat about whatever you want, whatever we want, anything under the sun. We have quizzes. We have theatrical readings. We have director's cuts. You can get, believe them as our wallpapers for your phone. You can get our intro music and outro music for your ringtones. We play fun game segments with producer Ben. We put out social media questions every Monday. Y'all respond to it. We look at them, read through them, and leave our own responses. It's a ton of fun stuff. Bizarre news, beyond the bizarre. It is just loaded of extra content. We love doing it, and we hope you enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, and you know what? We still got a whole episode to get through right now. So let's get back to the episode.
Yeah.
All right, man. So we just talked about some brutal encounters from succubi and incubi. I know it's a funny concept. It's not a funny concept.
Is it a funny concept?
No, like when you bring it up, it's like, oh, it's like in pop culture. I'm tired. In popular culture, it's not as presented as traumatically as it can be.
Yeah.
And we saw that in the encounters. They're not funny at all.
Yeah.
There's no humor there. There can't be. It almost leads to rape. And like the last
one. Well, it does.
The last one was like legitimate rape. They all were.
Seeing it as like somebody they thought they knew.
Yeah.
Is like a whole nother level of like mimicry.
Mm-hmm. That's like.
Mimicry.
Yeah. It's almost like the doppelganger, except it's like impersonating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you understand what I mean? Though I was saying, like, in popular culture, it's not almost like a big deal. It's almost like something.
No, it would be like a scary, like if it was like Scary Movie 5 or 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like to be making fun of it, there'd be like a succubus that's ready to attack a guy, and he's like, "Oh wait, hold on, let me get ready." And then he takes his pants off. He's like, "All right, yeah, do what you're gonna do." You know, it'd be mm-hmm. like, and she's like, "No, you're supposed to be like," and he's like, "Oh no, I'm ready." You know, like it would be like that gag. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like, but it's like in popular culture isn't intended typically for heavy. Like if there's, and we do it all the time in our podcasts in these episodes where it's like, if there's a moment of seriousness, there's always that chance to undercut it with a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And this, because of how sexual content is dealt with in our culture, I feel like it lends itself to those jokes.
I agree.
Because nobody wants to tell, you said it at the beginning, like, this makes you squeamish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of things like that. And I always bring sports references in, so let me drop that here.
Yes, please.
The Cleveland football fan base is dealing with this in a weird way with our upcoming quarterback, Deshaun Watson, where it's like, you want to root for the team, you want to root for him because he's a top five quarterback, but then you have all these allegations that are against him, sexual assault allegations, and it puts you in this weird cognitive dissonance where it's like, I'm a sports fan, I've supported this team my whole life, but if these allegations are true and there's over 20 of them, what does that mean? How should I feel? How should I be reacting?
It's like, this guy sucks, but also he's representing my favorite team.
Yeah, and he's really good, but he's, you know, maybe not a good person. And it's like, so it's, and so there's my sports reference. But like, that's the type of thing where it's like, I guarantee you 99% of Browns fans would rather just like not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they might even tell you like, yeah, he's probably a shitty person, but if he scores touchdowns on Sunday, you know what I mean? Like, it's with jokes, with just ignoring it, repression.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that people don't really like talking about.
I agree. That's why I think it's important to talk about this episode. And I think we are doing a pretty good job by being respectful, because it can get super heavy. So what I want to talk about in the discussion is where do you think this concept came from? I think it came from back in medieval times, right? Where a priest would break his vows and they would blame it on a succubus luring him away.
So you think it's an excuse?
Yes, I do. I think it came from that idea. That you know, a virgin maiden couldn't possibly have had this baby, so she was impregnated by an incubus.
Mm. It feels very much like, maybe not a ton. It reminds me of Esmeralda in The Hunchback, right? Because the guy Frollo, like, makes her out to be the bad person because he likes her.
I don't know if I'm familiar.
Have you ever seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
It's many, many years.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Just
sorry,
man. I was just playing. Never have.
JK.
Phoebus? No? All right. You know the song, though, the Hellfire.
Oh, yeah. That's a great song.
Dark Fire.
Yeah. That's a good one. So what do you think? Do you agree or disagree?
With your thought?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of good that humans can do, and I think there's a lot of bad in human nature, and I think that could be part of it. I think when it comes to people that don't want to own up to things and they want to blame it on this, like, this external force, then it could be a succubus when really it's their own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are probably some people that have like a narcissistic personality disorder. I don't know if it's a disorder. Narcissistic personalities that could kind of fall into it as well, where it's like that demeaning, demanding personality where they like gaslight you. And it's not to a T, and I'm not an expert on like personality disorders or personality types, even that for that matter. But when you were describing how it can make a victim feel in the way that they behave, it kept coming back to me as like a narcissistic person. Not narcissistic in the way that like a musician loves themselves, but like that like really like unhealthy narcissistic where they just ruin the people around them.
But on the flip side, right? Devil's advocate.
Yeah.
There are a lot of encounters. There are a lot of encounters of, like, we heard some encounters that are pretty graphic, but that are also modern too. So they don't have quite that same stigma as they did back in the day.
Yeah, the historical ones, like the law one, like that somehow makes it like more unbelievable to me. Like, it actually hurts its case. I mean, he's like,
Your Honor, I promise you, it wasn't me.
You know, like, come on.
Yeah.
Now, the last, and some of it, like, I was trying to, like, was it one of those, is it a hypnotic jerk? Is that what it's called? Where, I don't know, where you're like half asleep,
right,
and you, like, I was trying to do that. The last story, though, where she thinks somebody's impersonating, was it her ex?
Her ex, yeah.
And then she thinks maybe it's a dream. there's no one there.
Yeah.
And then, but she was having like the physical symptoms afterwards. Like that one's hard to.
It's hard to explain away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me present this to you.
Okay.
Okay. So I think on its own, I think it's not quite believable. I don't think it's unbelievable. I think it's somewhere in the middle. But let me ask you this. So like, let's say I was doing an episode about something more off the wall than the Flatwoods Monster, right? Like, let's say Flatwoods Monster-esque, but more off the wall, right?
Okay.
But it was categorized under aliens. So you might not think that story holds the most weight, but if it's under the umbrella of aliens, which you believe in, that's kind of what I'm wrestling with here. Like, there are things about the succubus and the incubus where I'm like, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's people using an external bad guy where they're really, it's there and to blame, or, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But they're also demons.
Yeah.
So if you believe in demons or you give any weight to the idea of demons, it doesn't mean every demon story is true. But if you believe in demons and these are said to be demons, could they just be under that umbrella?
I think you're right, though. I think, like, the fact that it is a demon doing the thing that the things are supposed to do makes it that.
Right. Like, even if every single one of these encounters, and I'm not counting the historical ones, even if every single one of these encounters wasn't an incubus or succubus, if it was a, if even one of them was a demon, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but like is succubus and incubus just us putting a demon in a box that even if it's a human made box, it doesn't matter because that thing is still in there? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Like, this thing exists no matter what we call it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we call it an incubus and a succubus, but it could just be a different form of a demon or a demon that behaves in a sexual way.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know I'm not the most religious person, but whenever we do an exorcism story, a demonic story, possession story, it's like there's a certain level in me that gets so terrified. And I say it every time, but it's intention. Because an alien, you don't know what it's trying to do. You know, like a dog man, it's just trying to dig shit, right?
Yeah.
But you know, demons have like one goal and it's just to torment.
I know.
And it's just bad juju.
And it's approaching 1 a.m. right now. It's getting a little creepy.
Oh, I thought you were saying hurry the fuck up.
No, I'm not. So I'm saying, just, I'm just saying it's getting a little spooky in the air.
A little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think it makes total sense too.
So what do you think?
Oh, snap. I think I'm going to go viable. I think I, cause like you said, no matter what we call them, it could still be happening. I think it might be a specific one who does feed off of this, even though there are reasons to think that they are external bad guys, but I think it could possibly be its own thing.
Man, I'm somewhere between skeptical and viable. Yeah, because I'm not a religious person, but this stuff terrifies me. And if I didn't believe in it at all, it wouldn't terrify me.
Right, exactly.
Because it's the same thing with like the Roland Doe, right? The possession of Annalise Michel. Like, it's just scary stuff. And just being transparent, I am coming at it through the lens that it is just a demon. Like, it's a demon that we've given a unique name to based on a certain set of characteristics and behaviors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait till we do a director's cut on this on our Patreon, because I'm interested to see how maybe I'll take a different stance once I let it sink in. Right now, I'm going to join you in viable, though. Could easily slip. It's really teetering between skeptical and viable. But yeah, if it was its own entity, completely on its own, separate from demonic activity, I probably would go skeptical.
That's fair.
But it's getting the benefit of the doubt that it's lumped into something. Like I said, if it was aliens or if it was ghosts or something like that, it's getting that benefit of the doubt. But either way, very scary.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Succubi and Incubi.
I hope everyone that listened is okay. I know you did. You did your due diligence. You did your trigger warnings. But, you know, there might be something.
They are intense. They're intense stories.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone's cool.
I hope you listen to this. I hope you're of age.
Let's give a recommendation. I already shouted mine out indirectly. If you listen to this and you're feeling down or you're feeling distressed, I recommend the Flatwoods Monster episode. It's pretty light. Do you have one that you'd recommend that felt light to you?
Top of my head.
Off the dome.
First one's pretty funny.
First one. It's short, too.
Maybe Dogman? I think that was pretty funny, I think.
I don't remember. Yule Lads was funny.
Yule Lads. Perfect. It's Christmas time. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Also, the Yule Cat.
Yule Cat.
Yes.
I want to see the Yule Cat fight the Wampus Cat.
Yule Cat would win because it's big. As big as a house.
It would accidentally step on
the
Wampus Cat.
But yeah, this is a heavy topic.
If you're listening to this and you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, in the comments of the post with this graphic, I'm curious to know your thoughts on where it lies in the umbrella of demons versus it being its own thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's always been categorized as a demon, as a sex demon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know too. But if you enjoyed this episode and you want to do us a favor, go, if you're on Apple Podcasts, go in, give us 5 stars and leave a review. And if you're on Spotify, just leave a 5-star review. That would be great for us and we'd appreciate it.
And if you have feelings about this episode and you want to talk to us about it directly, as you would, we are doing a live discussion tonight. We do it every Tuesday for every episode. But if you want to talk about this one, we're doing it tonight at 8 p.m. on Twitch. All you need is a Twitch account. It's live. It's fun. It's free. Come hang out with us and talk about your thoughts on whether or not you think it's a demon, whether you think the law story is bullshit, and any other thoughts you might have had.
You're like, guys, this episode was way too heavy.
It's too much, man. It's too much. But anyway, thank you everybody so much for listening, hanging out with us. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
The podcast is bizarre as you are.
Let me just say, being able to mute is so clutch because you know there's no sound coming through.
Yeah.
It's so clear.